This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Watching with you, if you're the scientist misgendered a woman, and so he deserved what he got. Can we put that? That's actual surveillance footage, black and white surveillance footage of what happened when a scientist at a medical facility misgendered a woman, and she rightfully got angry and took action. So it's okay to assault people, smash things anytime you don't like what they say. That's what the left's taught us, and I agree. And I actually find the one that looks like Frankenstein more attractive than the blonde over there. What was that actress's name? I remember being a little kid. My dad thought she was cute. My mom going, we were watching it at the movie theater, and we left, and my mom's like, oh, David likes her. Funny little stories from life. That is a really good movie. What's the name of that where it's a comedy about Frankenstein? Young Frankenstein. Yeah. But you can see what happens when you misgender. Hey, can we hear the audio from this? Can we cue this up and play this in a moment? Yeah, start. Oh, you don't attack the miss. Okay, they just attacked a woman for no reason. Let's back this up and show the brutal assault for TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, we're showing shocking black and white footage where a scientist mislabeled a woman. And so Frankenstein begins strangling him, and that's good. Because you heard the local newscast that earlier, they said it's good to be violent, attack people if they misgender you. So,
first syllable sounds like
head. Sounds like head. Bed. Sed.
Sed.
Sed. Second syllable. Liver burn.
Now watch. Here's the violence against the transgender. The transgender standing up for her rights has done nothing wrong here. These three racist white people, it's also the transgender is also black, as you can see, identifies as black, also transabled, doesn't have a brain, but that's okay. Not disabled, transabled. And so look at the violence, look at that, stabbing the transgender with Thorazine, which you would give a mentally ill person, but no, they're mentally ill to attack this wonderful person, and now simulated rape of the corpse, now necrophilia. I want to apologize to TV viewers, family audiences out there watching, showing you this. Yeah, this isn't really satire, though. You just saw a Frankenstein-looking character physically attack people, yell, scream, threaten, you know, kick things over, do all this, menace people physically, threaten to kick their ass, which is a terroristic threat. The police were like, absolutely, called him, sir, you're lucky you're not dead. In fact, he probably could have hung that guy. They'd be like, damn right, sir, good job, you killed him. I mean, ooh, did I misgender him? Maybe the clerk's not a man either. Let's go to break, though, with By the Power of Grayskull.
And the Masters of the Universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia, defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
By the Power of Grayskull.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull,
call me a woman, I'll assault you." He-Man, yeah, sworn to avenge, condemned to hell. The Citadel. Citadel. Sworn to avenge. Condemned to hell. Have taken many lives. All right. That's enough of that mastery rearing. The power! I, a 6'4", huge man, will strut into a store. And if you say, "Okay, guys, get you next," I, you have defiled me. I will now threaten to physically assault you and kick over 4 things, stomping and screaming. And harassing you with terroristic threats, and the entire media will call me a victim because I have the power. The media said I am a man that says I'm a woman, and you will kneel to the mental illness. You will bow or you will die.
Yes.
This is how a woman sounds. How dare you speak to me in such a way? How dare you? I have the power! Can we play that one more time? And we'll tell her what we're talking about. Here, go ahead and roll it. First, let's hear the woman, the NFL Oakland Raiders linebacker, come in. Frankenstein meets He-Man meets Buffalo Bill. And he's going to tell you what you're going to do. Now he's on the news as a victim. He's a victim. Here it is.
We're not doing credit. You're going to give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to.
It is Frankenstein.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay?
Wait, pause. What? Yeah. So there's like a man and a woman saying, "Hey, dude, settle down." He's like, "Hey, watch your ass. I'll hand it to you, punk." Let me tell you, that's why I would have gotten very upset at that point. I was like, man, you're a huge dude and you're threatening people. Shut up. And then if he touched me, you know, it'd be on the news. Alex Jones savagely beat a woman that's 5 inches taller than him and outweighs him by 50 pounds. It's like they have dudes winning cycling competitions. Now they'll say no women will ever win again. Because dudes go, well, I get the prize money. They just go, I'm a woman. They get pigtails. Or they even shave their head. Yeah, I'm a woman. Let me get, now I'm going to get that $100,000 prize money. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to enroll in some type of mental illness. That's what it all is. Some type of middle-aged woman sport. Because I'm 45 now. 45 next month. And I should literally just, like, get into... Hell, why get into a woman's sport? I'll just identify as, say, a girl wrestler. And I'll go back to high school. Oh, my God. Now, there's an example right there. These are dudes dominating women. And then we all go along with the mental illness and play along with it. I mean, you talk about using our hospitality to destroy our culture and our society. Title IX. What are you whispering in my ear? No, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, but I know what it is. I just, you guys, that's why so much I've told the crew, if they're going to get on my ear, they ought to just get on air. Because that'd be so much more interesting if somebody just heard somebody say Title IX. Everybody knows what Title IX is. I just, half the time you're whispering it and I don't hear it, it just breaks what I'm doing. Anyways, I'm not mad. I'm just constantly getting distracted here. Those are the war drums. Let me do this. You know, I kind of go off into crazy town covering crazies, and then we don't get to all the real meat and potatoes. But really heavy stuff is important, but this is all heavy. They're teaching us to accept mental illness and to go along with it. And once we do that, logic is suspended, and we'll accept tyranny instead of liberty. See, to get us to accept tyranny and the globalist model and the end of the family, we have to accept insanity. Because we'd be insane to get rid of prosperity and freedom and justice and God for the devil and all that comes with that. So that's why they've done this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get serious here. And I've played the clips now. When I come back, I'm going to get into the news. Because there's a lot of it. And it's very, very serious. And while we're busy laughing at the mental illness of the left's victims, the globalists are moving to begin to arrest members of the press. Now, remember that I said if they start trying to arrest Matt Drudge, that's a canary in the coal mine. I don't think it'd be a rocket scientist to know that, but it's a major bellwether. And so now the rat, Cohen, is trying to claim that Trump didn't win those polls on Drudge Report. No, no. They paid internet research marketing groups to go push Trump, which is normal. They're trying to turn that into some type of illicit campaign finance issue. So notice there's no Russia here. No. Unless you look at Mueller or Hillary or them. Then there's just Russia everywhere. Because they'll spread the American people's legs. Remember, they pimp us out. They don't spread their legs. They sell our secrets, our money, our future out. Trump does it, so he's ended the gravy train of the traitors. And so they're busy trying to now take him out. And they want to take Drudge out, too, obviously, ahead of the big finale. All these fake investigations. Atlantic Monthly's a globalist mouthpiece. It's saying it's time for impeachment. You know, launch the impeachment. So it's on. And they're going to tank the economy. They're going to tank it all. And they're going to threaten and harass everybody until they roll over. And then when people roll over to them, they're going to arrest them. Because they want to get rid of everybody that ever had any pull or any clout. And that's where this country and that's where this world's going. And it's a very, 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 very sad thing. We're going to go to break in a moment. We're going to come back and get into all of that. I also intend to open the phones up to your view on the state of the country and the world. But nobody said taking the country back would be easy. But I have learned some very disturbing things from some very influential people. And basically, I don't know anybody. Other than me, I guess. And Rand Paul. That isn't basically cutting Trump loose. And I think this is a major miscalculation. I don't think that I know that. That's okay. What do I know? I'm not talking about Ann Coulson. Much bigger than Ann Coulson. I mean, my God. Oh, my Lord. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Spread those articles like our lives depend on it, because they do.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide. I sit around with gallows humor and laugh about what's happening, but I don't laugh because I'm having fun. But I've experienced the tactics that are used from every angle. And the biggest thing they do is they threaten your wife. They threaten your kids. They go after people associated with you, so they'll put pressure on you. And they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And then they'll send over somebody else to offer you money. And, oh, this is a better path to do it. And so it just seems like it's easier not to fight. When in truth, you're talking about a bunch of really spiritually dormant, derelict, cowardly, stupid people. I mean, if you look at who they put at the top of the CIA and the FBI, they're incredibly compromised, small people. And you read their text messages and things and you see it. I mean, this is what they traffic in. It's what they do. And they sycophantically worship Hillary and worship Obama. And you see the Jeff Bezos text messages that have been leaked, which is Trump striking back, between his mistress and his ex-wife and all the rest of it, and it's him bragging that he knows Bono, who's a total nerd. When you get down to brass tacks, these are like weirdo peacocks that don't have anything inside them. These are supposedly master controllers at the highest levels of power. Richest man in the world. Of course, he's not. Real wealth is hidden. $140-something billion. And he didn't think he'd set up a CIA operation at the Washington Post to bring Trump down and that all his dirt wouldn't start coming out then and his company wouldn't get broken up and that his wife wouldn't be reached out to. I mean, Trump's making major moves, but he's not fighting dirty until he gets hit. And then he's just fighting back, which isn't dirty at all. But the establishment puts on this swagger when you see Mueller walk into a hearing or any of them where they're just incredibly powerful. And that may pick up a dumb chick at the bar, but at the end of the day, it's all just pickup artist crap. It's all bravado. It's all acts. It's not real. It doesn't go out and plant the crops. It doesn't go out and take care of the cows. It doesn't go get the chicken eggs. It doesn't work in the factory. It doesn't put its boots on and go into combat. It's all a bunch of talk, and it's all empty. But you see this whole empty culture with all the threats of the deep state against everybody, and most people have crap running down the sides of their legs, just shaking in fear. Oh, don't audit me, or don't take me off the air, or don't, you know, like Joe Rogan. It's cowardice. And it's that collective cowardice of thugs like Robert Mueller that allows somebody like that, a monster like that, to go around and do whatever he wants and intimidate everybody and get away with all this crap because there aren't real men that are willing to stand up. And it's not like I'm a real man or something. It means I'm not signing on to evil. If I roll over to these guys, I'm separated from God. I can't join these people. It's not even a choice here. These are bad people. that all flock to these centers of evil like New York and L.A. and D.C., where just all these weak nobodies, all these cowards, all these yes men, all these social climbers, people that never commit to anything. And statistically, they have the worst lives. They have the worst husbands, the worst wives. The children almost all commit suicide. I'm serious. Like, globalists, half their kids commit suicide. Another 20-30% end up in mental institutions or drug addicts, and maybe 10-15% become super alpha demons like they are. That's not a very good track record, is it? And that's what I want to tell all the sellouts right now. And, you know, I was praying this morning at 4:30 in the morning when I woke up, and I said, God, what is the message to try to get the globalists who aren't totally evil to turn back and be like Saul on the road to Damascus, becoming, you know, Saul of Tarsus, becoming Paul, hit by the download, hit by the vision. It was just so big he fell off his horse. I got hit by one this morning. I was hardly walking. I was like, what's wrong? I was just like, gee, I can't even describe it. You know, the knowledge, the data, the connections, all of it, just the eureka explosion moment that now I used to have like once a year, and now it's like every day. And God said, well, that's a stupid question. God through the ether, tell them that their children are going to die from the 5G and the GMO, and that they already know it, and they know they've sold out to evil, and they think their children will escape. So it's not going to be God that destroys those children. It's going to be the parents are going to slowly kill their children. It's not going to be one in 58 with autism. It's going to be half the boys in about 15 years. And they've got programs hitting the girls, too. Hey, we've hit the boys enough with the vaccines. Let's tailor one for girls that destroys their fertility, but also gives them autoimmune diseases in the uterus and in the ovaries. It slowly kills them. That's the fun torture. The demons like that. They like destroying something so beautiful and so powerful. And then they're the guardians of it all, aren't they? Ah, sweet pie it is. Kill that unicorn. Hunters of the unicorn. Killers of innocence. Killers of the children. Killers of their potential, their future. Oh, while they guard the earth and its future. Oh, the earth's dying, they tell you, which is true. They're the ones killing it. And then the life-giving gas that would clean it, they're going to restrict that. They're like, no, you don't have the carbon dioxide that gives us more oxygen and is part of the four pillars of the life cycle. No, we will genetically engineer and put up Wi-Fi everywhere, killing the insects, and we'll see total insect collapse worldwide, and then the collapse of the crops, and the collapse of the ocean, and the collapse of the four pillars, and then the earth will fall, and they will manage us through the fall as the guardians with all the new plans to fix it. But all the money in the world, Joe Rogan, will save your children from your God Lucifer. And maybe they're good to sell to it. But I tell you now, all of you, particularly if sold out to this, you will pay in your children. Not by my hand, and I wish no harm upon them. You will pay by your own deeds. You will lose your children just as Pharaoh lost his. You will pay. Aleister Crowley knew that. That's why he killed his own son. And you people worship that fat, demonic slug. So maybe then if you want to join your God and really prove you're a Satanist, you need to do what he did. I'm not saying do that. But you might as well, because you're killing them anyways. You understand?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the total division of the nation and the world is going into absolute high gear. The devil plans to wear out the saints until he gets full dominion over the planet. But never fear, because the cavalry's coming. Let me just show you some of the new articles up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then I'm going to get more into the fact that Robert Mueller's fake net via Michael Cohen, the rat, is now aimed at Matt Drudge. You knew that. It's aimed at me. It's aimed at everybody. And then again, everyone's supposed to crap themselves that the FBI's been taken over by rogue criminals at the top. It's really sad. And because we then crap ourselves, they could win. Because we don't get the danger is not standing up to them. That's what brings in the total tyranny. Here's a new article that's got to go viral and is so important. It's on NewsWars.com. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. Now, they censor you if you try to retweet or Facebook or YouTube InfoWars articles. That's the corporate board of program people to block that. But none of you retweet or Facebook or YouTube NewsWars or Prison Planet. Get this article out. Remember that. University of Georgia lecturer says fighting white people is a skill. And that's why he's for integration, so you can beat up white people. You know, McGreen was at the Texas Relays downtown a few years ago, and that's a big, dominated black sport. And he ran into folks that were in high school with me, and they're like, yeah. There was some black coaches. Like, Alex was such a nice guy. You know, black people would beat him up, attack him, and he just was still had black friends. Well, that's because I'm like Martin Luther King. I judge people on who they are. But anybody that's being honest with you, especially black folks, will tell you that some of the most racist people out there are black people. And, you know, Hispanics are pretty racist against black people. They got a whole thing going on. So this whole thing that it's just black and white is crazy. But I was smart as a young person, but also kind of stupid and also kind of reckless. So if I wanted to go over and see one of my black friends I played football with, I would get my mom to drop me off in the black part of town, or the town I lived in outside of Dallas. And by the time I was about 11, 12, my mom, I guess, was kind of politically correct then. She was just from the 50s. She thought, oh, no big deal, drop them off. I mean, I'd have people come to the door saying, listen, you cracker son of a bitch, I'll shoot your ass if I see you in this neighborhood. Now, my parents just let me have those experiences. I'm not saying they're bad people. Kids are a lot more sheltered now. Maybe that's a bad thing. But it's to the point where people that work in this building, 30, 40 years later, have people come up and say, man, Alex Jones was really a nice guy. Because what happened was I started having black people attack me in sixth grade. I started putting people in the hospital by eighth grade. I started really hurting people by the time I was 15, and we moved to Austin to get away from it. And my dad sold his dental offices, everything. Plus, I was caught up just in the wildest crap. It was just totally insane. But the point is, I have experienced full-grown black men out of high school who've been out of prison. Large black men. We're talking 6'3", 6'4". Physically attacked me at Sonics and things when I was 14 years old because I put their little cousin in the hospital. Well, your little cousin ran my head in the ground. So, of course, I started punching him in the throat. And I'm sorry they had to do a tracheotomy on him. He attacked me. And, by the way, it was the best thing ever happened to me. I'm not a victim. The look in people's eyes when they think they're going to hurt me and I started turning it loose on them and I started getting them on the ground and ramming their head in the ground, it was good. It was good times. And then it was like, who's this little guy that thinks he's tough? I had to beat the hell out of the rednecks when they started fights with me. But the point is that I was fighting for my life. It's the reason I could kick ass. I'm not looking for fights. I don't want to fight. But the average black person has never had a white person physically attack them. I'll guarantee you, every white person I know that went to a school that was 20, 30, 40, 50% black got attacked constantly. And so I get to see this slimy, racist dirtbag. Why do you think most white kids in schools adopt fake black culture, which they get beat up for now, too? That's cool. Because they're trying to not get their ass kicked. You know, I was in high school when I was 15 and had four Mexicans who had mustaches in high school. They flunked so many times. Break my leg. All because I had talked to a girl that one of them had dated. And they came to my house in the middle of the night and knocked the door, and I came out, and they attacked me right there in the parking lot. And the first guy stood up for an attack, and so I knocked his ass down, and then I knocked another guy, and then all of them jumped on me and stomped my leg, screaming, F you, gringo. F you, gringo. And I got a pin in my leg to this day from it. Broke my leg at the ankle. There aren't Mexicans and black people. One out of 1,000 ever had white people do jack crap to them. Truth is, America is Christian. The truth is, America is the place with England and others that tried to end slavery. It's still going on in Africa. And the truth is, half the murders, 54% of the murders in 2018 were committed by black men, 6.5% of the population. And I'm not even demonizing. There's some nice black men in this country and good people that love this show and care about what's happening and go to church. But the point is, blacks have been maneuvered into this mindset and this idea, like the head of the new Black Panther Party says down in Houston, don't mug and kill in the black community. Go do it to the crackerheads. That's in the newspaper. I've had that guy on the show before. He defends it. So now we've got professors saying, oh, I love integrated schools because you can fight your ass some white people in there. Yeah, little white kids with their book bag talk to hate themselves because they're white. And they go into school. They're a freshman. They live in a private school. And, oh, hi, I'm sorry, I'm white. Shut up, bitch. Boom. You're not racist, sorry, white girl. I'm a virgin. Better spread your legs, racist. Just like big transgender. I'm transgender. I'll beat all your asses. Bow down and kiss my ass right now. But the look in people's eyes when you open a can of whip ass and they didn't expect it, it's worth a lot, isn't it? Best thing ever happened to me. Because that's what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. The Nietzschean refrain. So we'll talk more about this when we come back, but it's not just this dumbass racist. It's the whole left is literally creating total division, just like it's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary says we're losing, and they said we suggest we expand culture war dramatically. And that's every TV show, every movie. Whites are evil. Blacks are saints. When Muslims kill or rape people, it's covered up. This is their system. This is what the system set up. And it's up on InfoWars.com. And white people, like it's a religion, just like mothers give their sons Ritalin to brain damage them and give them all the shots so they can't talk. And parents religiously, the school's covered, like, well, yeah, you know, the gang beats your kid to death, but it's okay. It's fun. University of Georgia lecturer says fighting white people is a skill. Yeah, I know. Beating up nerds is a lot of fun, isn't it? You have to get used to fighting white people. A philosophy lecturer at University of Georgia was accused of advocating racial violence after he tweeted, fighting white people is a skill. Fighting white people is really a skill. Really, it's one of our support of integrated schools. You have to get used to fighting white people. It takes practice, tweeted Arami Kwazib Fringpong, who is listed on the official University of Georgia website of the Department of Philosophy. Fighting white people is a skill, and he goes on talking about how great it is. So this is the type of garbage we have the Grand Dragon teaching us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
New Black Panther Party in Houston said, go out and rob white people. Don't rob folks in your own area. But it's not just that. It's Dr. Bobby Wright. Blacks kill blacks because they have never been trained to kill whites. And that's what this lecture at the college is teaching people. Irem Ozzie Frimpong. That's an InfoWars.com article right now. University of Georgia lecturer says fighting white people is a skill. We need integration because then we can, well, you see what he retweets. Because we need to be trained to kill whites. And that's being taught in college. You're going to pay what, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year to send your young person to learn that we need to kill the white devils. You kind of get the double cross here, right? Christians, the West, Martin Luther King, let's all live together in peace. That's what works. And the globalists then double back and train the minorities, or trying to do all this. Yeah, his full tweet is, fighting white people is a skill, really. It's one reason I'm in support of integrated schools. You have to get used to fighting white people. It takes practice. Blacks kill blacks because they've never been trained to kill whites. Well, I don't know. If you're white, you're 10 times more likely to be killed by a black person than the other way around. And 54% of murders in the United States are committed by 6.5% black males. And then this guy is teaching at the college, and white kids are sitting there agreeing, damn right. I'm just some nerd white kid walking down the street. Please beat my brains out or shoot me, kill me. God, I'm so horrible. Thank you for teaching me how bad I am. I want to kill myself now. And you're like, well, this is insane. Yeah, local news is saying a 6'3", 6'4" guy built like a linebacker, looks like He-Man, is saying, I'll kick your ass, kicking things over, threatening people with assault, terroristic threats. And the news is like, oh, my gosh, I played it last hour. What a poor baby. Can you believe the victimhood he's gone through? It really is terrible. But meanwhile, you've got black people all over the world battling to get into the country. Battling to get in because they know about all the opportunity. And many of them get it and understand. But it's liberal leftist race leaders like this guy. But imagine if David Duke, former Grand Wizard, said we need to, you know, kill black people. He'd get arrested. And it'd be called a terrorist threat. And he should be arrested. But he didn't say that. This guy did. This guy did. And he knows damn well somebody kills your daughter, your son, because they're white. They're not even going to say who killed them in the newspaper. Every time you label, say who the person is or show a picture, you know. Same thing in Europe. It'll say German men raped and killed a girl, 5-year-old girl. You finally find out later they arrest somebody on Facebook who went to the local court and found out it was a Muslim. Been there a year. You don't tell them that. Germans raped that little girl. After all, we've seen the TV commercials and everything where they teach us white men are the problem. And that Gillette commercial, a minute 45, every white person's bad, every black person's good. And it's not the media trying to set black people up for some great future. They target blacks for extermination via abortion and all the rest of it. They're just going to play us off against each other. And are we so stupid we don't figure that out? You think, I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, Jones, if they're training the black people to kill the white people, is it, you know, they don't want abortion, but, you know. See how they trick us into going along with that, and then we lose our soul. Oh, yeah, wink, wink, the liberals, well, then let us kill the black people. You're the ones trying to turn them into killers and say, kill us all. See how sick that is, the left? They are devils, man. You've got to understand the full import of this stuff. They know what they're doing. And you get a bunch of chip on the shoulder, arrogant, young people, and you turn them into racists. And the idea, like, I remember hearing, is there such a thing as reverse racism? That's idiotic. As if tribalism or racism isn't universal by groups and low IQ people or whatever. If you're going to have a multicultural nation, though, you've got to bind it by Christianity or something like free market prosperity and a shared goal. But that's all being removed, and we're being told to fight and kill each other. And you notice they had the New York Times writer. This is a big push is to get Asians to hate white people. They've got shows for little kids, you name it, where they teach people that whites are inherently bad. We've played the clips here. And the New York Times board member, she says she can't wait till whites are extinct. She calls us subhuman, cave-dwelling goblins. That's a quote. She can't. She loves being mean to white people. And it's like, yes, oh, you love to be mean to white. I mean, she's more KKK than a grand wizard, bug-eyed cyclops, or whatever you call it. They got names like that, grand cyclops, this, dragons, wizards, Jesus, excuse me, Lord. So humans organize themselves into gangs. It's what we do. And part of it is because people used to only be organized into those. If you didn't have a big gang and you weren't tribal, you could overrun. But see, Christianity's been double-crossed because Christianity tried to go out and get everybody to be peaceful. Everywhere we had Christianity, even a basic form of it, you had prosperity. But that's all going out the window now. And, man, you got a bunch of crazy, racist jerks like this guy teaching at that college. Who says blacks need to start killing whites? He tweeted. That's right. It's not that black people have gotten in the habit and the mode of killing each other. It's not that that's wrong to do and you should face that problem. The problem is we're not killing white people. So I can project onto this guy whatever, you know, I want to think of him as having a high IQ, but let's do a Dr. McCam shot. Look, there's a video of this guy. I mean, this guy is a dumbass, stupid, racist pig. And that's the type of evil that these universities are allowing in to prey on your money. Just look at the arrogance of this guy. And by the way, look how creepy and wimpy he is.
Because, and here's how this is going to work. If you're in there for the money, it's not going to be good for black people. If you're in there for the shine and the popularity, it's not going to be good for black people. The only thing that might secure black people...
Yeah, notice he sounds like a girl. Necessarily. It's always some big wimp talking about who they're going to kill this and kill that. Let me tell you something, you dumbass. You want to think of it as your people, black people? They're getting their ass handed to them by the very same leftist eugenicist globalists that run Cold Springs Harbor that say you're not a person. But you don't say a damn word about Margaret Sanger or the Cold Springs Harbor or Watson, who was there with Margaret Sanger. He's still alive at 90-something years old. Because you don't get it. Because you know what? You get a job to pump that racist crap. You get a job to sit there and to set up white people to turn into total racists. Because the real racists want to bully white people using you until they agree to pull the trigger and use bioweapons and wipe every last African off the earth. They got the weapons. They're ready. And then we lose our souls. But see, they intend to force white people into genocide. And see, you don't actually want to save all the black babies getting aborted. No, no, no. You'd lose your job in 5 minutes if you started saying, hey, don't abort your babies. See, I'm the one not virtue signaling, buddy. See, I'm virtue signaling to God. God doesn't want those babies killed no matter what color they are. You understand that? But you don't give a damn about those black babies. You'll never hear a word out of scumbags like this guy. You'll never hear one word about what's really going on in the larger project. This guy is literally Hitler. He's saying kill a group of people because of the color of their skin. He is a monster. He is a clear and present danger. He is calling for people to be killed. He is teaching people to go out and be serial killers and kill people because of what color they are. What type of trance are we under? This man should be thrown out of the university, not because of his speech, but because of his calls to action. You've got speech all day long to tell whatever lies you want, buddy, but when you start teaching people they need to go out and kill somebody because of what color they are, that's just like Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, saying cops deserve to die because of what some other cop might have done. You're evil. Let me tell you something, too, buddy. There's a hell. You better get on your knees and repent. If you've got any idea of what the future is, what a horrible, evil, snot-nosed piece of crap. I'm going to open the phones up, cover a ton of news straight ahead. This is critical information. Please tell everybody about the show however you can.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk.